Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1941. 5 strategies to maintain and not gain over the holidays by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Saturday. Thank you so much for being here and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. Now, I still sound a little congested today, but I think I'm finally over most of this little allergy flare-up that I've been facing all week. So again, thank you for bearing with me as my voice sounds this way. So with that, I'm going to keep this intro nice and short. Let's get right to today's article and start optimizing your life. 5 strategies to maintain and not gain over the holidays by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com. Welcome to the most wonderful time of the year. It seems that the day after Halloween, Christmas is everywhere. It's time to start thinking about holiday parties, gifts, and celebrations. It's a wonderful time to spend with family and friends and to show our love and gratitude. It's also the time of the year that most people shift their focus away from health and fitness with a self-promise to start over again in January. Just when you finish up the last piece of the leftover Halloween candy, the cookies show up daily at the office, the neighbors send edible gifts, the holiday party buffet is abundant with decadent treats, and drinks are overflowing. It's hard to avoid all of these temptations this time of year. You don't have to accept holiday weight gain, though. You don't have to start over in January. You can start right now. Being mindful over the holidays can help you maintain and not gain and even lose. You may be thinking, but don't you know how crazy my life is? I don't have time for health and fitness right now. I promise to focus on it more in January when things calm down. Life rarely ever calms down. The beauty of healthy habits is that when you cultivate them throughout the year, you're already on healthy autopilot when life gets crazy. It's not about changing your whole life to live healthier. It's about learning to live healthier inside your crazy busy life. If you only practice healthy habits when life is calm, you'll only learn to do healthy habits when life is calm. Get it? You can be healthy and crazy busy. 5 strategies to maintain and not gain over the holidays. 1. The 80-20 rule. It's not the Thanksgiving dinner or the holiday parties that are the problem. It's the choices we make the other 300 days a year. Special occasions are just that, special. If you practice daily healthy habits, then what you do on special occasions doesn't matter. If you've made good choices all week, then you can go ahead and have the pumpkin pie, no guilt. A good rule of thumb is to eat 80% of your calories for the week from whole foods from nature, then the other 20% can be for the special occasions, like grandma's favorite pie and any other treats that you savor and enjoy. Food is fuel, yes. But food is also how we bond with other humans. Bonding with people we love is part of living a healthy lifestyle. there's a balance. 2. Mindful eating. The biggest mistake a person can make over the holidays is to decide that they aren't going to think about health and fitness at all. While there is definitely room for decadent meals and holiday treats, it shouldn't be an excuse to overindulge. One strategy you can try is to eat slowly. Take your time and enjoy that indulgence. You could scarf down a half dozen cookies because they're in front of you, or you could savor a cookie or two by eating them slowly and mindfully. Chew your food. Think about the texture, the taste. Take a drink between bites. Eating slowly can help you control your calorie intake, and you may even find you enjoy it more when you slow down to savor it. Mindless eating can lead to holiday weight gain. Mindful eating can help keep it under control. 3. Keep moving. Make it a family affair. Take a daily family walk. Challenge your friends to walk 1 mile a day every day from Thanksgiving until the new year. Sign up for a turkey trot or a Jingle Bell 5K. Do push-ups against the counter when you're waiting for the microwave to ding. Do lunges as you vacuum. Park farther away in the parking lot when you go grocery shopping for your Thanksgiving dinner. Take 10 minutes to do a daily bodyweight routine. Do it twice in the day. Structured exercise is great when you can do it, but every little action counts. It's not an all or nothing choice. If you don't have time for an hour-long exercise session today, then what do you have time for? Great, then do that. Something is always better than nothing. The habit of daily movement goes a long way in maintaining your weight. 4. Healthy substitutes. Try making healthy substitutions in some of your holiday dishes. I bet your family won't even notice. If you're going to a holiday party, be the person that shows up with a healthy dish. That way, you'll know there will be at least one healthy option there. Volunteer to bring a chopped veggie tray, a fruit salad, or a healthy casserole. A quick search on Pinterest for healthy holiday substitutions returns hundreds of delicious options. And 5, prioritize protein and vegetables. Never show up hungry to a dinner or party. When you build your plate at the buffet or the dinner table, prioritize protein and vegetables first. Turkey is a great source of protein. Fill your plate up with mostly protein and veggies, then allow smaller portions of whatever's left. Fill up on the healthiest foods first. Eat them slowly. Then if you still have room, have a few bites to try the other dishes. In the end, I think we should all enjoy everything that the holidays have to offer. Family, friends, food, and fun. We can be mindful and have the best of both worlds. Then, when January rolls around and everyone is just starting to make their New Year's resolutions, we'll already be well on our way to reaching all of our health and fitness goals. You just listened to the post titled, 5 Strategies to Maintain and Not Gain Over the Holidays by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I'm a big fan of eating the vegetables and protein on my plate first. They fill you up and make you feel like you're still eating nutritiously. Something else that studies have shown to be particularly helpful is to remove some of those tempting foods from plain sight. Now, no need to throw them away, but just remove them from the countertop and at eye level in your cupboard. We can do without the constant reminder that there's leftover Halloween candy or leftover pie just sitting there, waiting for us. If you can, stick them in the freezer. Out of sight, out of mind is actually a very real thing when it comes to foods. If the countertop and cupboards look a bit bare because you've, let's say, moved all of the food to a higher spot, a lower spot, or put them in the freezer, replace those empty shelves with fresh, seasonal fruit that requires no refrigeration, like apples. Then you'll be more likely to grab that apple on your way in and out of the kitchen instead of that leftover Halloween candy or slice of leftover pie that's been staring at you. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening every day. I hope you're having a great weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Sunday show and where your optimal life awaits.